Fellow Freedom fans, David Allen Carmichael here with the Faith and Freedom Show here on the Eagle 104.3 FM. I'm going to say some things today that will basically spin some folks up. That's what we do for the sake of entertainment sometimes, is to spark some thoughts in your brain, get some sparks going, let all those little chemicals in your brain start bouncing around. So what I'm doing today is talking about the United Nations Rights of the Child. What do they call that thing? It's convention. It has not been ratified by the United States Senate, but what I have found is I'm seeing some of the verbiage, some of the nounage and other edges from the wording, from the text of the United Nations Convention of the Rights of the Child. I've seen some of the words showing up on Florida websites. So it looks like this United Nations Convention is being implemented by bureaucracies throughout Florida and the rest of the nation. And what I'm finding is it's happening around the world. And we're going to see what's happening here. Now, I would say, as I said yesterday, if you have a biblical worldview, some of the things that are said in there could be agreed with to some extent. The problem is the vast majority of people who are going to implement this United Nations Rights of the Child do not have a biblical worldview. They have an anti-biblical worldview. And so I suggest to you that the implementation of this United Nations Rights of the Child will cause those with an anti-biblical worldview to use it as a tool to divide households and divide families and to come against those of a more traditional biblical worldview with regard to the rearing of their children. That's what I say. And so what I'm doing is I'm, as an example, using an article of something that's going on in New Zealand with this debate, whether or not a parent has a right or an obligation even to use corporal punishment. Now, what would corporal punishment be? Just before I went on the break, I said there was somebody I knew saw somebody smacking this kid. They were sitting in the shopping cart, and the person who was with the child, I guess their parent or something, they were irritated with the child, and they started smacking it in the head. And the lady who was sitting there watching, she said it was completely unjustified. It was totally wrong. It was totally harmful. And, of course, my challenge is always, well, do something. You know, you got to, okay, you're part of the problem. If I know you're afraid, you hate confrontation, you're a little bit mild-mannered, do something. I mean, you have an obligation to your neighbor to train them. I mean, well, they'll be humiliated. Okay, good. If you're willing to spank a child on the Rumpelstiltskin, why aren't you willing to correct and humiliate an adult in public with just for the willingness and the purpose of training them up in the way they should go? I mean, there are things that are not appropriate. Maybe, you know, and the problem is in America, we haven't been taught. We do have people that just smack the daylights out of each other and just knee jerk. They hit each other. And then we've got people that have been trained to do everything else short of corporal punishment until you get to a certain threshold and you say, OK, here's your option, kid. You're going to continue on the way you're going to go. You're going to get a little tap on the Rumpelstiltskin by Mr. Paint stir stick from Home Depot. I mean, it's going to be official. We'll have a big ceremony about it. We'll have a big discussion. You're going to hate it. You're not going to want it to happen. And it's going to happen once and it will be over. As I was saying, as I came into the show, I was watching this Beaver Cleaver episode with Ward correcting Theodore Cleaver for a misdeed. And I thought, you know, sometimes when you don't correct something very abruptly when they've gone over a particular threshold, I'm not saying that Theodore's error was something that would warrant that. It may have, it may not. But if you have these other mechanisms because you're evading what might be one mechanism of correction, and that is a smack on the Rumpelstiltskin with the appropriate Rumpelstiltskin smacker, then there's times when that, I think, it is appropriate. I think back when I was 13 and I was in gym class, and I was throwing this tennis ball up near the roof of the gymnasium building. The actual gym was up on the second floor, so it's really high building, concrete building. I was trying to see how close I could get to the edge of the building, of course, without throwing the tennis ball on the roof. So the gym teacher looks at me, sees what I'm doing, and he says, well, you've got a choice. You can stop doing what you're doing. If you keep doing what you're doing and the ball goes on the roof, you have two choices. You can pay for it, or you can get a SWAT. And they had this paddle, the official SWAT paddle. And, of course, it's gym class, so you have pretty much not too much protection on your backside under the shorts that you're wearing. And so I kept throwing this ball up there, and it went over the roof. Of course, I did have a choice. If I wanted money to pay for the tennis ball, I would have told my mother about it, wouldn't I? Because guess what? I didn't have the money to buy a new tennis ball. So what I did is I opted for the SWAT. And let me tell you, he lit me up, man. Mr. Stark lit me up with the official swatter. And it stung. I would say, you know, I've had worse probably sunburns. But it was one of those deterrents where I thought, you know what? That was pretty fair. He gave me an option. He told me what the threshold was, and it corrected me, and it humbled me. And it wasn't long-term damage. It was certainly quite amazing stimulus on my pain cells and stuff like that. But it wasn't abusive. I didn't think it was abusive. But right now, that's unlawful. That's unlawful in most, or in many countries around the world. So all right, my number here is 888-850-1872, and I'm going someplace with this. We're going to actually read from the UN Rights of the Child. And I've got some other references here. I got the Bible. I'm going to quote the Bible, see what the Bible says about corporal punishment and raising of children. This is, okay, so they're in New Zealand. They passed a law that makes it a crime to, I guess it's corporal punishment and it's crime, but watch what this Human Rights Commission in New Zealand says. Parents have little reason to fear prosecution if they give their child a trivial smack, according to a legal opinion prepared by the Human Rights Commission. It said critics argued that the new law, which came into force 2 years ago, created uncertainty for parents. However, the legal opinion said let's just press on. It said the use of force by parents was by way of correction was justified if the force was reasonable in the circumstances. So they actually have a crime for corporal punishment, but not really. If it's truly what would be considered reasonable corporal punishment, it would not be a crime. But under whose rationale? That's the tricky part when it becomes a crime. Now, I think forever it's been a crime to abuse your children. It has forever been a crime to beat your children. For instance, if I punch my child in the nose, that's like punching anybody in the nose. That's called assault. That's not corporal punishment. That's abuse. That's assault. It's horrible. That's abuse. So, and I think under any rational circumstances, that would be inappropriate. It's not something that they're going to give as a correction from a courtroom, you know? So, but let's see what this says. It said that the amendments gave the police discretion to prosecute. And that's where we get into trouble here. We have people in Florida who have their children taken away by the discretion of an officer. And if you go to the United Nations Rights of the Child, you can find things in there that would justify a renegade child protective services worker from taking away your children based on their reasoning of what is in the best interest of the child. So you've got some loopy 25-year-old who's who knows what they've been trained into. They may not have a clue about traditional family values. And they may take one segment out of the UN Rights of the Child and say, hey, it's in the best interest of the child, and I'm carrying out a global mandate here. And they just strip you of your parental rights just with a swipe of a pen. And so that's what we're seeing today because of evil people who don't know justice. And they're basically under the guise of this UN Rights of the Child and the bureaucracy that's coming from that. They're basically intruding upon family rights. So what is the right thing in Florida? Should a parent be criminalized or have their children taken away if they even allude to their even considering that corporal punishment may be an option? In this article from this New Zealand newspaper, it says the real issue is that there should be no tolerance for violence against children, even in the guise of parental correction. Is corporal punishment violence? The number here is 888-850-1872. let's see what somebody said. They have a little article here about somebody who smacks their children. I will tell you that the smacking thing, we don't let our kids smack each other. They get in a lot of trouble. I'm telling you what, they're going to get in some trouble if they start whacking each other. It's not going to happen. So my kids get corrected for that. We're going to treat each other with great respect. We are the team. We are going to have each other's back. When they're out of their teenage years and everybody drifts their own separate way, you know what they're going to realize? Their family is the team. Their family is the one. Their parents are the ones who are going to be with them forever, and their brothers and sisters are going to be ones who have their back for the rest of their life. So we treat each other with honor. And it's good practice for treating your neighbor that way as well. It says here in this article, a new Plymouth couple have stopped smacking their preschool children after they found that it quickly escalated into bullying. Well, I could see that. It says once I started smacking, I noticed it would escalate. The children started hitting each other and would also react violently to discipline. So I have to maintain a strong arm tactics. In other words, they had to keep escalating it. They escalated until I finally became a bully, the man wrote. It developed an era of nastiness, he said. He would be very belligerent. He had to be belligerent back. Oh, we had to be belligerent back because we had bought into the physical nature of discipline. He knew that it was going to be the result of it. So he would start fighting it before it had even started. So his son begins fighting back before dad starts fighting, is sort of what it was. And one day, he says, it just developed into an era of conflict in everything. From our gentle and careful parenting, it was becoming aggressive parenting. And then he said, things changed when he took his son to a swimming pool and picked up a pamphlet from the government program, SKIP, Strategies for Kids, Improvement for Parents. It was just a few bullet points. I took it home and talked to my wife. We decided to try it. And he said, everybody sat down and we said, right, from now on, we are not going to have hitting in our house. We're sorry we've smacked you. From now on, we will all treat each other the same. We stay happy and we don't have hitting in our house. And I agree with that. I'm telling you what, that's just not an environment you want to have. It's people smacking each other, punching each other and stuff like that. I'm telling you what, your kid reaches for the hot stove after telling them to keep their hand away. You know what they do? I mean, a smack on the hand on that one is, that's called reflex. You know, keep your hands off something that's going to burn you and everybody else on the planet if you knock it over. So, I mean, that's kind of the context of using physical restraint, right? But he says, I leaned right into him. Oh, he tells of this time when his child, he wouldn't put on a shoe. He says, I leaned right into him, kept a calm voice, even slowed it down more and said, stop what you're doing right now. And let's go. Well, okay. Well, that's good. That's really good. That's good. So is corporal punishment something, a use of force by parents by way of correction? Is it justified if the force is reasonable in the circumstances? So what is reasonable? The number here is 888-850-1872. I'm going to go to something from the UN Rights of the Child. And in fact, I might even go to the Florida website here shortly, and we'll see what it says. And we're going to examine this. So what is the right thing to do, and what is the right power that the state should have to intrude? At what point is it appropriate? What, on a constitutional basis, a biblical basis, the basis of right versus wrong? And that kind of goes into the common law traditions of our country, of the state of Florida, and the rest of the nation. And do you want your behaviors dictated by somebody who's it might be Hillary Clinton? She went to some of these UN meetings when her husband was a president. You might be getting the Hillary Clinton method of parenting basically imposed upon you and your household. So we're going to take a break. We're going to come back to the Eagle 104.3 FM. You can check out our website, faithfreedoms.org. We got a live video stream and 24-hour audio streams on Liberty Works Radio Network. .com. We shall return.